And welcome back to our first edition of Zav Chat for the final term of 2024. The year's just flying by. I'm sitting back a little bit today, having had a little bit of a lurg and not much voice. So I'll introduce our college captain and our college principal, Jared. Bill, welcome along.
Thanks, Shane. And Jared, not last term almost in a way, it's the last few weeks. It's a funny feeling, but an exciting one. How are you feeling?
Feeling well, Mr. Doherty, yeah. Bittersweet, I think, coming towards the end now. 8 days left or something like that. 7 of classes, so certainly the time has flown this year and over the last 8 years for me. But yeah, it'll be good to get to the end, but also to look back on all of these years at the college.
It is special, actually, isn't it? When you are able to take this time to reflect back, and I think Zavarians do that brilliantly. They really soak up, the last few days and their express gratitude. And there's tutors and heads of house and favourite teachers, and we've got two of them today, who have walked the journey, with these boys, and they feel it. So anyway, looking forward to having yourself and Hugh and Joe next week, our special last and traditional episode where
looking
the college captain,
yeah,
the two vice captains reflect on your time. So that's a nice segue in for that one. But today we're all about Creative Arts, and we've got our two heads of Creative Arts, Meg Mitchell and Ancilla Sarkar. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Very excited to talk about the art show.
Yeah, correct. And that is probably the headline story, to be fair. So as the great Shane Healy says, never bury the lead. So the Creative Arts Festival is upon us. Meg, do I throw to you first to tell us, and for those listeners there, what is it about? What's on display?
So definitely it's, we call it CAF because it's Creative Arts Festival. So it's a big 3 days of celebration of all student work across the arts. So that's drama, art, viscom, media, and we also have music performances and particularly the chamber concert on the Wednesday night. But our big, big day is Monday night with an opening gala starting from 5:30 with speeches at 7, and then we have pop-up performances, our VCE students work on display, and really exciting this year, the work from years 7 and 8 is finally integrated with all of our 7 through 12 work, all through the EPAC and a bit of Manresa this year.
Perfect. And so we're looking forward to sort of going right across the spectrum of the arts, and so I'm going to throw over to you. But it really is, I think, beyond... nothing compares to the quality and the breadth and the works on display as our art show. I'm incredibly in awe and proud whenever I walk through our Creative Arts Festival. And Silla, do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. Look, coming across from Burke Hall and knowing what the boys are capable of there and what they learn and what they create there and their skill development over time, we've really been able to push them a little bit further when they come across to senior school because we know them. Jared and I spoke just before we stepped on here, and I asked him if he remembers anything from Burke Hall, from his art. And Jared, maybe I'll pass it on to you. What do you remember from year 7 art? You said you still got one of your pieces.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I have a distinct memory of the unit we did on Picasso pot making, and I've still got my pots in the bookshelf at home, and I think we've kept mine and my brother's, which is good, along with among some other artworks as well. So it was always good fun. I'm not the most artistic person, but just to have that sort of outlet, I guess, to sort of express myself creatively was great at Burke Hall.
It's funny, yeah. And I think, and parents cling on to their works that their little people make.
Absolutely.
I know that's been, I'd often look at the shelf and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe you've still got that. But, now as a parent yourself, how proud you are.
Absolutely.
Of what your little people create. And Silly, you've obviously had great experience across Burke Hall and now into our senior school. And maybe tell us a little bit just as we sort of head up the scale to year 12, but tell us a little bit, 5 to 8. They're some of our big entry years of year 5 and year 7, and we offer specialist input into this area. So, for the listeners there, the 5 to 8 program?
Yeah, we do. It's all about introducing them to the college. So we get them in year 5 involved in projects that allow them to explore the spaces and explore the grounds as much as learn about Jesuit philosophies and the Jesuits, our Jesuit school. So one of the first units I remember doing with them in the year fives was a Fauve unit, where the Fauves were artists from the start of the 20th century. They would go out into the landscape and paint from real life, from in front, you know, out on plein air painting and drawing. So the boys loved that. So they got out into the school, they sat in front of Wren House, they sat in front of the Studley Hall, and they would draw and paint from life. And they loved that because they got to sit out there in nature, especially on the beautiful days. And what better way, we've got such beautiful grounds here at Xavier, what better way to spend the afternoon or morning? So that was a great segue into the school, a great introduction into the school, and it's great to see that school development.
Correct. And it always strikes me that you've been able to incorporate really tactile elements, you know, and for boys, I get a sense in the field of art where some might think, gee, I'm not a painter, you know, I can't do the Picasso things. They're able to get, approach it from so many different mediums.
Absolutely. So we did do the pot making unit years ago. We changed our units regularly just to keep it fresh for ourselves as teachers, but also for the boys. So sometimes they do come through and they say, but my brother made a Picasso pot in year seven and I want to make a Picasso pot this year, but we change it up. So this year the boys love, like Bill said, tactile things. So clay, jewellery making, that's my passion. So I bring that into the classroom. I'm a jeweller by trade and I come in with those skills, and the boys make some beautiful pieces of jewellery, from necklaces to rings to bangles, and using non-conventional materials like clay, paper clay, beads, tin, foil, anything that they can get their hands on.
And beautifully they integrate that then with other units of work. So, you know, it might be iconography and yes, whether it be religious, or whether it be historical, et cetera. So, Meg, maybe now I'll go over to you and let's hit the other end of the spectrum, because whilst our Creative Arts Festival, as you said, displays all the student work and we've got a new reality on this campus of 7 to 12 this year, undoubtedly, let's go right to the top end for a bit. You know, you must be really proud when you see the Year 12 finished works. It's such a commitment over a two-year journey, or, you know, from Year 5, to be fair. But, you know, talk to us about Year 12 major works.
So the major works for Year 12s, they're a little bit my favourite. I'm a bit biased there, in that they carry so much of the student personally. So every student gets to choose what they're doing, be it in media or VizCom or art, and build something around their strengths and experiences. And you get to see that in the incredibly diverse finished presentations they make, be it a film or a painting, or this week we have a huge shattered art print installation, which is a new one. Some of our beautiful architecture works that focus on a music festival, or really gorgeous industry-style stuff, or even a product that's designed to help people with ASD. Like, it's a really beautiful collection of individuals' hard work over a really long year, and it's really well-timed as well, just in terms of the finishing point, the proud moment of display, the coming together of families and friends and being able to view and celebrate and see what they worked on all year, because it is hidden away in our classrooms, being slaved over for quite a long time for a lot of the year.
And Jared, as I throw over to you, just an interesting maybe reflection as well, Meg, on what you were saying. When we're looking at, we've had Trish Tricala on before talking about your voice, and that's got a lovely creative as well as literary component to it. That's that shared project we do with Loretto. The comment has been made that there's a flavour of the Xaverian, of a Jesuit lens, of a reflective element that comes through so many of the pieces that our boys, you know, there's a perceptiveness, there's an awareness of other. Anyway, so I sort of was gleaning a little bit of that almost from what you were saying there, and I can't wait. Jerry, let's throw over you, Skipper.
Maybe just in that same vein, what can you give us some examples, maybe, Miss Mitchell, of what the boys have been working on, just to give us an idea of the sort of things that we might be seeing at the Arts Festival next week?
Yeah, so senior's pretty much covered. If you want to see our senior VCE works, they're on the stage. Some of the Year 11 works in the top floor as well. So that encompasses painting, sculpture, design work in some beautiful for laser cut models, and also photography through media. And we have links to all of the Year 12's films. They did have a bit of a premiere at the Lido earlier in the year.
And can I say, Meg, how outstanding that is. You know, if the work that goes into these media, I happen to have a daughter also doing media, but to showcase it at Lido gives a real sort of acclaim to the student work. It was really beautiful. Sorry, interrupt. You keep going.
No, it was fantastic. A real great popcorn, nail biting experience for some of the films this year.
Yeah.
Then all throughout the rest of the levels, we have a really great mix of our electives, like particularly 9 and 10 that might be podcasting works where you can scan a QR code and have a listen to what some of our very audio-driven students have built. And then we also have photography. We have the younger year levels design work that might be logos, or it might be more technical drawings or investigations into architecture or product design. And then we also have the younger years artworks, which are, again, drawings, paintings, all ranges of media and any creative work a student has put together and finished in time for the art show. Yes. There's still a few projects underway.
So Meg and Ancilla, in talking about the journey, grade 5 up to year 12, are there certain forms of art that, say, younger boys in that 10 to 13 year age bracket versus boys as they're growing into adults, say, you know, 14 up to 18, can you pinpoint subjects or fields of the creative arts that are more popular at a younger than an older level? Just take our families through that. I think a lot of people, as they're driving their boys, you know, to school, would be interested in the answer to this.
So I think when they're young, they just love getting their hands dirty. They love exploring things. They love touching things, feeling things. They're very tactile beings, boys. We all are, but boys in particular. So, you know, clay, things that they can mould and shape themselves.
At a younger level.
At a younger level.
Yeah, sure.
But also we love to give them the skills that how to hold a pencil properly, how to draw a basic shape, and then how to build those shapes to make it form into a piece of architecture. So our year sevens learn how to use geometric shapes and form them so that when they stand in front of the chapel, they can actually draw the chapel and make it look realistic. Okay. So then they add a bit of shade and tone and create a bit of a dimensional feel to it to create a realistic drawing of the landscape in front of them, and they develop that further and then they get a little bit when they get in senior years, they develop those skills even further and they start to master those skills. I wouldn't say they're mastering, but they're working towards that mastering of skills, and they come up with some really conceptual, interesting pieces that, like Meg said before, reflect their own personality and reflect their experiences.
And so I suppose what I was wondering is painting more popular than photography, and more popular than then sculpting, or more popular than, you know, media? Or are they all just popular across wide ranges of boys?
Particularly for the senior students, it changes with them. I've got a lot of painters this year, which is, in some years I've only had one in the class. So depending on whatever their interest is and where that leads them, the stimulus they choose, be it the environment or a really close personal theme, that tends to dictate what they'll work with across the year. And one of the reasons from 7 to 10 our subject selection is so diverse and embraces all manner of art forms and influences is to help them figure out where they want to go in the future. Or if they don't continue with us, what they can explore outside of a curriculum.
I'll just chip in with one more before Gerard and Bill start flying the flag again. But this is a bit more theoretical, if you like. Can you pick in, say, grade 5 and 6, as I can with a footballer, that kid has just got immense skills and he will, when he gets to year 12, he'll be one of the absolute stars. Can you pick at grade 5 and 6, there's a kid with just ridiculous talent, or sometimes does it really surprise you?
It does surprise us, but there are times when I've looked at a child and a family and I've said, you have to continue with some form of art, whether it's media and photography. Sometimes they just have that compositional ability to take a photograph so naturally, or to depict a picture so well. So I think sometimes they do surprise us.
I might be a different view, and I say this to the boys quite a lot. It's a favourite quote of mine by an artist, John Baldessari, but talent is cheap. So you can be the most talented student in the world and you can have this gorgeous, skillful thing at your fingertips. But if you don't work hard for it, it's not necessarily going to translate into everything you expect it will. So what we really say is if you love it, if you enjoy it, if you are passionate, do it and work hard regardless of how you perceive talent, because talent is perceived so differently by every person. And you can hire someone to do parts of it for you anyway at any point, just not in your VC.
Yeah. Hey, well said. Let's get into some of this sort of slightly edgier territory, because I sometimes have wondered when a boy has just got a passion and a skill and a perceptiveness that's wonderful that you see being harnessed. Is there ever a moment when, look, that's a lovely hobby, but you really need to go into finance or law or medicine or, you know, some traditional field? Do you ever see the wrestle? And what might you say to someone who's wrestling, thinking that they have to be something, but really their true selves might lie in a creative area?
Good question.
I think it's something that most students, most families wrestle with as they choose their pathways. And one of the things I often see is students say at the end of year 12, particularly this time of year, oh, I wish I'd studied art, or I wish I'd stuck with it, or potentially even that they have stuck with it and they're incredibly proud. But the great thing is it's a journey, and it's something in life that you can pick up at any time and you can always appreciate and value. But if you are really passionate about it, or if you're passionate about anything, we want students and families to be able to encourage and really support that and follow their dreams and do the best that they can in any regard. So that tends to be what makes for the best part of any education, is following what you're invested in.
Well said. And I, even from a little personal experience here, geography and history have been my two great loves, but following geography at university, I ended up in the area of town planning and did a major, and probably did the best in that by a country mile. I couldn't see myself being a town planner, but I can say, as we've gone through master plans and various other things, that whole area has just come flooding sort of back in. And so it's really interesting where, you know, that little great skill that you've got at a component, it mightn't be something you necessarily follow through on for the rest of your life, but it'll add something to your life and add another dimension to how you'll look at life as you proceed through. Skipper, over to you.
Yeah, certainly. And I'm aware that part of the creative arts is also the performative sort of drama and all that sort of thing. So not wanting that to be left out, can you maybe give us a bit of a plug of that? And also, I'm aware that for the musical, we had a big turnout of boys auditioning and also in the cast. So maybe can you tell us a bit about that, Miss Mitchell?
Yeah, it's an incredibly busy term for the arts in general, but for our drama students, there's quite a few pop-up performances happening, particularly our VCE students. And why this is a really great experience for them is they are, in the next 2 weeks, doing their VCE performance exams. So the more practice they get in front of harsh judging eyes, the better. And then also with the musical rehearsals, we start on Friday this week with Pirates of Penzance. So that's going to be a big focus as we move into 2026 as well. So we have a lot of students invested and involved. Wow.
It's funny. A few weeks ago, we had Don Jeffrey on, and I know Don's giving one of his pieces today at our Rector's Assembly. And again, the more time they step up and deliver, the better. And these are the experiences we try and offer. And having a lovely chat with Max McIsaac as well. I know he's got his monologue coming through fairly soon. So, you know, there's anticipation, there's a bit of nervousness, particularly when it's such a great skill, and Max is, again, an incredibly skillful performer. So that's wonderful. Hey, as we were talking about Year 9 and 10 and a number of other year groups, I'm rather guessing that for the parents listening, and certainly for our students listening, there'd be a strong encouragement, particularly for students in 9, 10 and 11, to get along and have a look. If they're thinking of pursuing the creative arts, maybe in their elective offerings in those middle 9, 10 years, or if they're looking at, you know, what they might be thinking about for major works and what might inspire them and should they go after that, would that be a fair recommendation for particularly for those students who are wondering to get here and have a look?
Absolutely. And I keep telling my students in class that, you know, if you're not sure, if you want to see what the Year 9s get to do, because in Year 9, in Year 7 and 8, they do art, they do drama, performing arts and art, and then they branch out. And we do elements of photography in Year 7 and Year 8, but they don't really see it in that the truest form, or I suppose, and specialise in it. So, you know, there's filmmaking, there's photography on display, there's all these wonderful things at the boys, and podcasting, like we mentioned, advertising. There's all these wonderful mediums that the boys have never had an opportunity to work with or to work with.
Yeah. And unless they can see and realise it, and that they're not probably capable of realising what actually might lie within them and what really sparks them. So to get at and get to this Creative Arts Festival is such, I think, an important thing. Not just for the 12s admiring the work, their own work, or certainly the work of their mates, but particularly everyone for those years coming through to go, right, gee, that would be outstanding to follow that and do that. Look what he's done.
So this year, the Year 8s were fortunate enough to be able to have Troy Emery. He's a renowned Australian artist, but he's also internationally acclaimed. He came into the classroom with the boys. He spoke to them about his artwork and his art practice. And the boys were inspired by him, and some of them chose to use his artwork as a platform and I suppose as a bit of inspiration for their own pieces of artwork. So you'll see some of their beautiful clay creatures dotted around the spaces, and Troy Emery has played a pivotal role in that. So he's actually coming to open the exhibition. So it's a bit of a draw card. He's opening our exhibition.
Yeah,
he'll be presenting an award along with obviously the art captains. So it's a very exciting time for the artists.
And our boys learn so much from the experiences that we're able to offer them, don't they? I still remember going into the design studio down in the Costco building, and they were building a roller coaster. But the structure and the skeleton, if you like, of that roller coaster was all built based upon what they saw in that building, and we've got those beautiful exposed timbers, and they were just picking up the engineering, and that's what they designed. Mm-hmm. So again, it's a great example. Meg, the last comments from you, maybe a question as much as a comment. Tell us why you love the arts so much. You know, what does it mean to you, and what does it give to our school and to our world? In 20 seconds.
Good luck. it sets people apart. It's a point of difference. It's creative. It's freedom. It's expression. It's just a really key part of what it means to be human.
Yeah, beautifully said.
Good answer. And I'm going to come back to you both, and I'll give you a little bit of warning. My last question is going to be, what are you going to tell people is the one thing they must not miss when they come along next Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday? It opens Monday, folks, the Creative Arts Festival. Right now, time to go around the grounds with our outstanding school captain, who is our guest, along with Joe and Huey next week on Zav Chat. But right now, first week of Term 4, what's on, Jared?
Certainly heels. So the holidays were a big holidays for a lot of boys as well, as the Year 12s had a period of diligent study as well as trials in week two with a busy schedule of all their exams. But we also had some year 10 boys going up into the Northern Territory for the Red Earth Immersion over the holidays. So a great opportunity to connect with our country's Indigenous culture for them. We also had some younger senior boys off on the European soccer tour, which, having a look at the social media, was looked like great fun and a great opportunity for them.
It was absolutely amazing, wasn't it?
Great feedback.
They went to the big five, Manchester United,
yeah,
City,
incredible.
Arsenal, Liverpool, Tottenham Hotspur. They had a ball. So.
Yeah, definitely. And so the first week of Term 4 is always a big one, especially for the Year 12s as we sort of, you know, embark on our final 10 days at the college.
All got your hoodies on, I've noticed, as I'm wandering around. Look great.
Yeah, exactly. They're fantastic. Very happy with the hoodies. And so this week, a big one, as always, with the Rector's Assembly on Wednesday, with a couple of old Zavs returning for that, for the Zavarian Award and the Tim Martin Award to be presented. So a big one. And also, obviously, next week, as we've discussed today, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, get down to the Creative Arts Festival. Not one to be missed. It's all free, and there'll be some jazz music as well.
That's a beautiful segue into my final question. So, Ancilla, Meg, what are you going to say to people? Don't miss that.
Don't miss the Year 7 jewellery displays. They're going to be something not to be missed this year. And 7 o'clock, the presentation of awards. We have quite a few awards from 7 all the way to Year 12.
And that's on Monday, the first
of the 3 days.
On
Monday evening at 7 p.m.
And what about you, Meg?
I'd say make sure you come and see the Year 12 works on the stage, and by doing that you'll actually have to walk through most of the exhibition. So you'll see everything if you head there.
Well done, very manipulative.
And a great week next week, Bill. We've got our three college leaders for the year. It was a lot of fun last year. I'm expecting the same next week.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's lovely. I think they sort of almost represent the views of 240 young people who are finishing their time, and it's always a great chat. So, Jerry, we're looking forward, as I said to yourself and Huey and Joe, joining us next week, and you as a guest next week, rather than necessarily having to host. But it's been great as always, and it's been lovely, really, just accompanying our Year 12 boys at the moment. They're in really great form. They're calm and measured, but they're really soaking up their last, as you said, 10 days at the college, Jared. So enjoy that yourself.
So thank you, Bill, and thank you, Jared. See you next week. And to you, Ancilla and Meg, thanks for giving us a great look into this big Creative Arts Festival. There was some social media I saw this week which was brilliantly put together. Just so if that's any sign of the quality we're going to see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, it's pretty exciting. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. And we'll see you for our special Jared, Huey and Joe episode 7 days hence.